The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Here's Bill Meyer.
Let's have some fun because es el martes de guijarros en el zapato. In my very broken high school Spanish, it is Pebble in Your Shoe Tuesday, 770-5633. Cherry is here. Hello, Cherry. How you doing?
I'm perfect, Bill.
Good.
I saw the best two movies I've seen in a long time. The plot, they were fairly easy to follow, and one was called The Cellar Door, and Punky Brewster was on that, you know, that actress.
Really?
She was in Fast and Furious, and she was in it, and this other guy, I don't know him at all, but it was really, really good. The Cellar Door.
The Cellar Door. Okay, is it a drama, murder mystery, slasher? What is it?
It's a thriller mystery.
Good.
And I don't believe there's gore or anything like that. I mean, it's really, really good, and it's just so well. Oh, and that other actor. Oh, Fishburne, Lawrence Fishburne.
Love him. He's great. He's great.
So it was a good, good movie. And the other movie I saw was called Afraid. And it was about AI again. And it was really good about, you're not going to believe this, it was a movie about the pros and cons of AI. But I've never seen a movie that had both sides showcased for you, the person that's watching, could decide, oh, this is good or bad, or, you know, and it was really, really good. And it also was thrilling. Anyway, I've got Band-Aids on all my fingers.
Are you hurting yourself again? Are you cutting? Are you engaged in cutting yourself? Am I going to have to report you to 2 North or something like that?
Oh, that's, well, anyway, I won't go into my past. But,
Well, I'm glad you're here, and thank you for the call, all right? Thank you for the recommendations. I really do. Anything with Lawrence Fishburne in it, Lawrence Fishburne to me is almost one of those guys kind of like what Bruce Willis used to be, except near the very end when he started doing every movie he could, I think, just to pay, or people were just trying to kind of abuse the process near the end before his diagnosis. And it used to be that even a bad movie with Bruce Willis in it was just worth it. Same with Lawrence Fishburne. Lawrence Fishburne makes a movie that is otherwise sketchy, somewhat tolerable at times. Anyway, 16 after 7. Let me go to Matt. Matt, how you doing? What's going on?
I'm good, man. Hey, so I've always said the most reliable voter bloc is the military and the non-college educated.
Yes.
Which the leftists have always made fun of us. I fall into that second group. But I found, well, I don't know if I found it. I'm going to give Axios the credit. Axios has found another reliable voting block. And it's those.
Matt, back off your phone again, as always, okay?
Okay. It's those voters are the ones who don't consume news.
Oh.
So there's a survey that Axios is quoting here from the Data for Progress polling. It says, among voters who consume a great deal of news, Vice President Harris led by 6 percentage points.
of course, that's funny on its face because big consumers of news, what is putting out the news right now these days, right? Most of it.
Right. So, led by 6%. Among those who consumed a little news, and a little is in quotes, so I don't know how that's defined, Trump led by 7 points. And for none at all, in quotes, Trump led by 19 points.
Huh. So for people that were not going to MSNBC then to be told how to think, Trump wins, right?
Yes. And this entire article is basically saying it's the same thing about non-college educated voting for Republicans. And now they're saying people who don't watch news vote for Republicans. And I keep hearing the same complaint as we all hear. So this falls into the category, you can't hate them enough.
Yeah.
Then I wanted to move on to something else. I was doing a lot of leaf cleanup, about 14 hours this weekend. And why could any atheist support the Constitution? Because the fundamental point of the Constitution, it was the first document written where we have our rights given to us from God and not from government. So how can anyone who calls himself an atheist actually support the Constitution when they don't believe in God?
Perhaps it's because they believe in natural law, or that they, you know, and maybe they're kind of taking a Wiccan view of the world, that sort of thing, where thou shalt do what thou wilt, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know.
Yeah. I just think they're taking advantage of us, those of us who do believe in God. They're taking advantage of our system of government. And they obviously, and it's interesting because atheists consider themselves some of the most ardent supporters of the Constitution. But it's like, well, why? You don't believe in God. If you don't believe in God, how can we have rights from God?
Well, they don't believe in the God, let's say, but they believe in the spill-off effect, the positive spill-off. How about that?
Yep. Okay, right. My last thing, the reason I think North Korea is sending troops into Russia is because North Korean forces have not fought a war since Korea. And I think the only reason they're sending those troops in is they tapped Putin on the shoulder and said, hey, you know, we march down the streets. We do it in unison. I drive my weapons up and down.
Yeah, in other words, toughen us up a little bit for a real conflict, right?
That's what I think they just, yeah, I think they've done all the, you know, non-war fighting training they can do. And I think the only reason they're going in is because Kim Jong-un wants to get his troops some battle time. I think that's the reason they're going in.
You think that Trump and Kim Jong are going to dance around again? Do a little dance?
I don't. What's the choice? I'm so sick and tired of everybody saying that how can Trump talk to dictators? And you and I've had this conversation, I think even on air. What's the alternative? The alternative is war. And, you know, Reagan negotiated with a tyrant, two tyrants. That's what you have to do.
Well, hey, you even have to look back at, even go back further than that. You go back to JFK and Khrushchev, you know, at the time. You know, both of them ended up, staving off. Each gave some bargain and some face saving. You know, JFK, you look back at that time, Bay of Pigs, Cuban Missile Crisis, you know, the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Right.
You know, everybody was given some face saving, but yet it made it clear that, no, you're not going to cross that red line. We're not going to allow this. You're going to take the missiles out of here. We're going to take missiles out of there. Everybody got something out of that, but they talked. And that's how they avoided it. And I'm sure people back then were upset at being talked to, at them talking also. I'm sure. I have no doubt that the military was not happy about that.
You may not agree with somebody else's government, but you can't ignore the leaders. And
that's
if I'm
right.
not mistaken, Biden was in Peru yesterday, right?
Oh, boy.
Well, I'm just saying, I looked up Peru yesterday. I was looking for a list of communist countries, and it was Atlas, whatever the Atlas website was. Peru, I believe, is listed as a semi-communist country.
I believe that there is a deep water port that China has built there, too. Am I right about that? I seem to recall that.
Yes, you are 100% correct.
Now, do you think that's going to be just for trade, Matt?
No. I mean, people have already said the reason that they're doing this is so they have a point of attack. This is a whole other subject, Bill, and I'm sure you have other callers, but I'm so frustrated with how poorly we've done negotiating with the Western Hemisphere in the Americas.
Well, would you agree with me, you being a financial guy, okay, you watch stocks and you do all these other things, that one of the dumbest things that has ever been done with the United States dollar is that it's been weaponized into a cudgel. Would you agree with me or not on that? Because we end up pushing these people in the Western Hemisphere, or maybe even down in Latin America, that would probably love to have used the dollar. The whole idea of having the dollar was that you do something, you give them a currency which is dependable, we get to export our inflation, life is good for us, and other people around the world kind of get a handle with this too. But as it is, the moment, every time we do a sanction, every time we see some country's money denominated in dollars or something, we chase them into China's hands every time. Every time. They don't get it. They don't get it.
You know what? Sometimes power for power's sake is not a good deal. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, yeah. I mean, if you consider for a second what South America used to look like, it was one of the prosperous continents on the face of the planet.
That's right.
And look at it now. What I will say,
Argentina's looking good. Argentina's looking better.
They just got an upgrade from Fitch over the weekend, and so some of those stocks have taken off, which I'm happy about. I expect that to continue, but it would be great if we could have won that election. It would have been great if we'd won that election. When I say we, I mean capitalists in Brazil. And they're going to start to have problems here very, very soon, which is why I've stayed away from anything as far as investing in that.
All right. Very good. All right. Appreciate the call as always there, Matt. 770-5633. I want to make sure it's get everybody squeezed in. All right. Let me go to line 3. Good morning. Hi. Who's this? Hello. Hi. You're on. Going once.
Bill?
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Am I on?
Yeah. Hi. Who's this?
This is Terry out in the Applegate.
Terry, what's going on in the Applegate this morning, huh?
I got a lot of pebbles in my shoe, but I got the book from Bill O'Reilly, Confronting the President. I was reading it, and I skipped back a couple days ago to the afterword of this Martin Dugard that helped him write his book.
Yes.
You know, and I've read some of his books, like Killing Jesus and Killing Lincoln were two of my favorites. But this kind of got to me, this Martin Dugard. You remember back in the back in his afterword, he goes, the President Biden was not great, not awful, in his own way, less impactful than he could be, but I sincerely hope he wins and gets a chance to be reelected. Has this guy been on the planet the last 4 years? I mean,
you mean that O'Reilly can't even get a centrist, ghostwriter? Okay.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, he reminds me of the people that I know, even some of my relatives that listen to nothing but far left news. They have not a clue of what's going on in the real world.
That is disappointing to hear about Martin that way. But that's not surprising. I mean, I've read some of O'Reilly's books, but I have a feeling there's probably more Dugard in the books than O'Reilly at this point in the game. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. 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 But this is the first one that, I mean, the people that don't listen to alternative news, they don't have a clue what's going on in this world.
No, they don't. Well, this kind of, it sounds like Dugard is what, who's the guy I had on a few weeks ago? Donald Jeffries. Yeah, Donald Jeffries, who wrote a very good book, by the way. It's called American Memory Hole. You won't always like what he writes, but what he writes is pretty much factual based and backed up with the footnotes and things like that. But I'm sure that Jeffries would refer to Dugard as a court historian. You know what I'm getting at? A court historian?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Appreciate the call. Appreciate your pebble there, too. 727 at KMED.
Health insurance doesn't have to break the bank. 80% of Oregonians received financial assistance through the Oregon Health Insurance Marketplace last year. And you might qualify, too. At OregonHealthCare.gov, you can explore quality health plans from trusted insurers and find one that fits your budget and your needs. We're here to get you covered. Visit OregonHealthCare.gov to get started.
At Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company, we provide well water services to your home and business from field to faucet. Our drilling team will construct your water well, and our technicians at Siskiyou Pump Service can take it from there with pump installation, water filtration systems, and installation of a holding tank if needed. Siskiyou Pump Service and Rotary Drilling Company are here for you with complete well water services from field to faucet, serving the Rogue Valley for over 50 years. Visit us at SiskiyouPump.com.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
If you have been a conservative I mean, and this means establishment, and you've used the right words, or Reagan conservative, and maybe resisted Donald Trump style. I'm telling you, this should be for you your dream wish list in this sense. Conservatism, what have we always talked about? More freedom, limited government, restoring constitutional order. You know, if we're looking at a weaponized Department of Justice, if we're looking at weaponized FBI and politicized FBI and a politicized, you know, intelligence community, then what we have to do is restore these things to their former greatness. And I go out of my way to say what they have done to Donald Trump and others cannot be done to them.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
All right, so you can't wait for Black Friday. Well, neither can Blinds.com, and they are kicking off their savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Now, the holidays are right around the corner, but there's still time to upgrade your home thanks to Blinds.com and swapping out those old blinds for custom window coverings. It's a small project, but it has massive and big results. And Blinds.com makes it simple, easy, and affordable. Now, a Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. They can even handle everything from measuring and installation, and you can get the window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost, whether it's one window or 100. You're going to love Blinds.com. Now, shop Black Friday mega deals all month long when you go to Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now. That's up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free measure for a limited time thanks to Blinds.com.
Okay. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're hearing the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
By the way, we will have a Diner 62 quiz coming up a little bit later on today. I think you'll look forward to it. Great question. Always enjoy the history involved in that. An email or two of the day. Emails of the day, and those are sponsored by Dr. Steve Nelson, Central Point Family Dentistry, centralpointfamilydentistry.com. It's on Freeman Way, right next to the Mazatlan Mexican Restaurant in Central Point. Great people. And if you don't have medical insurance, they have a dental plan there, which works a lot like dental insurance, except lower costs and, generally speaking, better benefits. Check it out. Get an appointment today at centralpointfamilydentistry.com. Betty writes me from Joe County. Bill, so there are 2,000-plus research hospitals in the United States of America that do cancer testing. How many people are employed at these locations? Do you think there are many duplications of testing? Heck yes, she says. That caller said that drugs get higher at later stages of cancer. That statement makes no sense to me, as you give the most aggressive treatment to stop the problem first thing. And later, medications are given for comfort. My mother died in the early 1962 and said 5 years before that it was all politics. I believe that to be true in today's world. Okay, next thing. In the early 1970s, I had every major credit card, including Diners Club, who had to pay a big dollars for yearly membership. When I retired, I stopped all the cards and paid every bill off. The only one I kept is Discover, and my score is 813 to 830. Wow. Yeah, I'm at 817, Betty. It jumps around depending on my balance, and I always keep it under 1,000, and I still have 10,000 for the credit line. But if you pay off your whole bill each month, you can get another 5% off on most of the stores stopped. All right, interesting. Let me go to, Elderly Iron saying, Bill, about the atheists in the Constitution, right? It says, people oppose paying taxes, but they gladly receive the benefits. Point well taken. Point well taken into that, all right? Okay, hold the calls here for a little bit. Herman will join me in a couple of minutes. We're going to be talking about how FEMA and flood insurance may be trying to be forced upon us, which may be an interesting day to talk about it, given that we might actually see some flooding going on today, but more on that coming up. Now, price of gold has taken a bit of a pullback the last few days because there's been this Trump rally and the assumption that no matter what, that Trump will fix the budget. I would love to see him do that. I'm still going to continue to stack physical gold and silver for the obvious reasons, because that has to go through an awful lot of Congress. And there's an awful lot of built-in, we don't want to stop the spending in spite of the fact that we tell our constituents that we're going to stop the spending. Yeah, I think some of our issues are baked in the cake long term. So I look at the pullback as a potential buying opportunity. Maybe you want to sell. Fine. Talk to Jay Austin one way or the other. All right. Great people. And talk to Mark and Andrea and the crew there. And they just have wonderful advice. And they'll help find the right gold and silver pieces and or prices for you. 1632 Ashland Street in Ashland, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. You can call them at 482-3715, by the way. Better yet, just drop by. Just drop by the store today. Andrea would be happy to see some of my favorite conversations with Andrea and Mark down there at the store. Now, the other thing to keep in mind that was also driving the big spike in gold recently is that central banks have backed off of purchasing gold at the moment because of the Trump election. That's what some of the financial people are saying. And they're kind of holding back and they're waiting to see. So once again, you know, I'm kind of like a zero hedge. Ultimately, everything in that fiat money world goes to zero, you know, just eventually where it goes. Have some physical gold and silver just in case. Jay Austin in Ashland in Grants Pass.
The Rogue Gardener, fertilizing your mind.
Adding some fertilizer to stimulate growth can be okay. I don't even do it anymore with trees and shrubs, but I do it with short-term crops, vegetables, annuals. Every day that you lose with those plants without having growth-type fertilizers to help them get growing, not established, because I'm not worried about the plant establishing in the hole. I want it to grow.
Talk to Stan Saturdays 10 to noon, Sunday morning encore at 9, The Rogue Gardener on KMED, sponsored by Grange Co-op. Stay updated on recreational opportunities all over our region with the Outdoor Report every Friday morning just past 7 a.m. on the Bill Meyer Show. The Outdoor Report on KMED and KCMD is powered by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority, your department of adventure off Vilas Road on Airway Drive.
News brought to you by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground. Visit MilletteConstruction.com.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. Get ready for rain. The National Weather Service in Medford warns of possible debris flows on area rivers and streams in Coos Curry, Josephine, and western Douglas counties. Rainfall in the Rogue Valley could reach a quarter to a half an inch tonight and three quarters of an inch on Wednesday and Wednesday night. Rainfall again could total three quarters of an inch during Thursday. Winds could be strong at times with south winds 25 to 35 miles an hour with 50 mile an hour gusts expected for Jackson and Douglas counties, including Ashland, Shady Cove, Medford, and Canyonville. Oregon Governor Tina Kotek has extended OHSU's supply of the abortion drug mifepristone through 2028. Kotek says she took the action because of the election results. Asante Rogue Regional Hospital facing another lawsuit related to allegations that a nurse swapped patients' fentanyl with tap water. The latest lawsuit seeks more than $22 million in damages. Bill London, KMED.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. With hundreds of thousands of unvetted illegal alien criminals allowed into the country under President Biden's watch, President-elect Trump says he'll declare a national emergency and will deploy military assets to assist in deportations. As wars and rumors of wars intensify, Russian President Putin is upping the ante. He signed a new doctrine that lowers the threshold for the deployment of nuclear weapons. A decision may come today from a judge in New York on the future of President-elect Trump's Manhattan criminal case. The president-elect continues to build his cabinet. His latest pick, former Wisconsin congressman and Fox Business co-host Sean Duffy for the post of transportation secretary. On Wall Street this morning, stocks have turned lower. The Dow is down 301 points, while the S&P 500 index is off 17. More details at srnnews.com.
We're here with Susan, who had her well drilled by Clouser Drilling. Susan, what made you choose Clouser?
I checked around town, asked friends of mine who they had used, and Clouser came up every time, A number one, from realtors to actual residences.
And what stood out to you?
Everything, frankly. From when they first arrived, locating the water, walking the property, the site selection. They were very methodical, very careful. I was impressed with their entire approach.
Visit ClouserDrilling.com.
Sweetwater Sanitation are your experts in the sanitation business. With over 20 years of providing septic services in Southern Oregon, Sweetwater Sanitation gets the job done the right way. Sweetwater Sanitation can inspect, service, repair, and pump your septic tank so you can focus on enjoying time with friends and family and not a septic disaster. Give them a call at 541-821-1426 or check them out online at swsmodoc.com. Sweetwater Sanitation, their service is the difference.
Millett Construction has been a general contractor for 40 years. For the last 20 years, they've specialized in foundation repair and replacement. If you have sloping floors, cracks in walls, and windows and doors that are hard to open, you have a foundation problem that's only getting worse. At Millett Construction, they not only fix your foundation and level your house, they solve the water problem that's causing the damage. Get on solid ground. Call Millett Construction for a free estimate. Visit MillettConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8 year old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensate for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Hi, I'm Deb with Father and Son Jewelry, and I'm on KMED.
7:39. Josephine County Commissioner Herman Bearsugar, former Oregon Republican Party chair, joins the show. Hey, Herman, welcome back. Always good to hear from you.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Hey, what do you think? Christine Drazen back in, House Republican leader.
Oh, what a surprise.
Well, you knew that she was measuring, the office for the drapes again. And,
and then they'll probably run her for governor again.
All right. Okay. There's so much I could say that I'm not going to say today, but I just got the word this morning from Kevin Sterrett. Now, Brock Smith, I can't say I'm surprised about that. Senate Republican leader, right? That's no big surprise.
He told me he was born to be a senator. So now I guess he was born to be a senator leader.
I guess. I know that some of my concerns, I remember when it was walkout time, and I got this from a good authority that said that he actually said, well, you know, I worked so hard to get to this point, as if the purpose of running for office was to get to this point rather than representing your constituents. So I think I'll just kind of let that go, let that slide, if you know what I mean, Herman. Just saying.
I think that's a pretty good observation, that him being in office means a lot to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a lot of people are there that are in love with their office. Are they in love with representing their people? I guess we're going to find out. But before we get to some of the local stuff here, now that there appears to be supermajority in both, there's not a whole lot the Republicans can do other than just what? Vote no, right?
Yeah, well, you can still make a lot of good arguments in the committee meetings and stuff. You can be you do have the ability to steer some legislation,
mm-hmm.
but you can still be fighting up there and actually, but your successes are going to be measured in inches. Let's put it that way.
How many tax hikes do you think we're going to get out of the next session, given what's going on? Because they don't need the Republicans now, do they?
Well, I think the Democrats may be a little nervous if they do that. I think any tax hike will be a referendum by the Democrats, and then they can blame the citizens for voting for it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I can think of Measure 110 just screams at me. All right.
Right.
Now, before we get into the FEMA story that you and I were talking about briefly before I took a day off over the weekend, is... what is going on here with the missing videos of the county commission meetings in Josephine County? I know that the Daily Courier or other places have been making a big noise, you know, about this.
Well, okay. So by statute, we have to keep minutes of all of our meetings, okay?
All right.
And the Wednesday business session, which we conduct a lot of business in front of the public, and the public has the ability to weigh in on it, has always been just they take minutes on the computer. And that's why when an individual walks up to the podium, we ask for their name so it can be logged on the record. Well, when COVID started, and, you know, we didn't want anybody showing up or whatever, so we decided, hey, well, let's try the YouTube, you know. So we YouTubed so people could watch the meetings at home, and then they also could Zoom in. It was kind of complicated, and a lot of people struggled with it, but other people, you know, were able to figure it out. So okay. We tried to accommodate the public the best we can. Well, then YouTube threw us off YouTube because people were getting up and talking, and they were anti-vaccine, and so YouTube didn't want to hear that.
Yes, those pesky people were violating YouTube's community standards, right?
Right.
All right.
So then we found a company that will do it, and so they did it for quite a while. And then recently we went back to YouTube. Anyways, that something happened to the data. Okay, this is, I don't understand how that works. It goes into a computer. The other thing is, it was my idea to archive it on our page. And so you could go and watch the videos, and they were archived. Well, something broke down in the technology, and we lost a lot of them. And so, you know, the couriers say, oh, it's all of, you know, Berchinger's bad meetings. Well, in the courier's eyes, all my meetings are bad meetings. So anyways. So that's what happened. But for the folks out there, it was just a software problem. I don't know.
Okay, but it's not like you don't have records of the meetings. You just don't have necessarily videos of some of these meetings now. Okay.
And we don't have to have videos, okay? That was just a courtesy we provided. And to archive them on our website was just an idea of mine saying, hey, you know, if we got them and we've captured them, can we archive them? And so we did that. But then technology fell apart beyond our, it wasn't our technology.
All right. Why don't, I know that I have Facebook Lives, but I don't archive my video. Video is huge. You know, it's very large, lots of space, even in today's world at this point. And so you're always kind of at the mercy of whatever platform you're on. I mean, if YouTube gets upset with you, then boom, your videos are gone. If Facebook's angry with you, boom, your videos are gone. Why doesn't Josephine County, you know, I mean, you have the minutes. That's all you're required to do, the written minutes, right?
Correct.
That are put out there. But, you know, you could very easily store MP3s of just the audio recordings of the meeting, and that wouldn't take up a lot of space, even on the county servers. Would that be something you think about? A recording?
I don't know. Maybe we do that. That's a good question. See, you know more about it than I do, and so I'll ask that question. I'll see what is stored and what's not stored.
Yeah, because you can store years of audio recordings of meetings, like my podcast as an example, in a relatively small amount of space and keep those available. People can listen to them. You know, I suppose if they want to actually look at the people arguing back and forth, that might be kind of entertaining. But if you're talking about hearing the conversation, that's a lot, you know, a lot less space, a lot less muss and fuss in my view. Just saying. I know. But, yeah. Okay.
At the end of the discussion, there was no intent of any of this, and there's no evidence of that. It's just happened.
Okay, fair enough. All right, the recall will move forward, apparently, against Commissioner John West. I don't think there's any way in heck he gets pulled out. Do you? What about?
No, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen now. And so, you know, this is a process, and let's see what happens.
Well, the way I was looking at this is that everybody knows that the whole scheme about the recall folks, behind the recall folks, like, you know, Lily Morgan is the lead petitioner, was that the idea was that there were going to be more malleable county commissioners coming in rather than the conservatives that did get elected and are coming in. And so even if West was withdrawn or recalled, they'd still be replaced by another more conservative board, right? I mean, that's really there. It's almost like as soon as the county commissioner election was done this November, the purpose of the recall kind of vanished, in my view. I'm thinking, at least as a matter of politics. What about you?
Yeah, and this is so personal between Lily Morgan and John West. I mean, those two have been criticizing each other for a very long time.
Yeah.
And, you know, and John has went to the length to expose her voting record when she was in the legislature. So I think this is very personal between those two. And, it's kind of revenge. And I always remember what Douglas MacArthur said about revenge. When seeking revenge, you must first dig two graves. So,
yeah. Well, I know I get along with both of these individuals. I've had conversations with both. And so I'm just saying, I don't think that Lily is going to be leaving Gold Hill in the near future. But who knows? You know, as for, you know, take on a county commission seat.
I don't know. What I go by is the facts. I look at voting records. I look what people say and what they do. And that's how I judge a politician. At the end of the day, it's how they vote. That's simple.
All right. Let us shift gears to the main event now. And no, it's not the Mike Tyson fight. Did you watch that Mike Tyson fight, by the way?
Oh, yes, I watched it. and I think Mr. Tyson's whole philosophy was, can I just stay on my feet?
Exactly. I wanted Iron Mike to be Iron Mike. I think any older guy, especially, it's just like, man, I wanted to see the old bull go down swinging. You know, I just wanted to see him do it. Not a great fight, but still, I just had a soft spot for Mike. I had a soft spot for sociopathic Mike. I can't help myself.
Well, yeah, but there's the reality. You know, I look at, you know, we still got the farm and the ranch, and when I was in my 20s, I could stack hay from sun up to sundown.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you what, if I can last a half an hour is a miracle anymore.
Yeah. Well, it reminds me seeing little clips. I didn't watch the actual fight itself because I dumped my Netflix a few months ago. But when I saw the clips of it, it was that old Toby Keith song, I Ain't As Good As I Once Was. And that's the whole...
Yeah, there you go.
That was what I was thinking.
I got to take my hat off to him because he took some good punches, but he stayed on his feet. I thought, they're going to knock him down.
Paul could have killed him, though. I think Paul held back, though. I think Jake Paul held back, really. But, yeah, all right, we'll set that aside now. Let's go into the real battle that we're facing right now, Herman. Okay, and that is FEMA. FEMA wanting to essentially muck around with our development code and rules down here in order to get more of the people onto federal flood insurance. And I guess they're really messing with this. They're trying to put a thumb on the scale here. Can you tell us a little bit about what's going on? You were telling me about this yesterday, you know?
Yeah. So here's, a lot of people probably don't understand how this works. So any place that's designated a flood area, you can get national flood insurance through FEMA, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we had Katrina, remember Katrina?
Oh, yeah.
During the Bush age, that was a heck of a storm, and it cost a lot of money. So what FEMA did is they went and remapped the entire United States. Well, the first thing they did is they, under their current maps, they said anybody building in the flood plain, they have to make sure their structure is 1 foot above the 100-year flood mark, okay? That's the first thing they did. That's the first condition.
Now, did they do something akin, though, to what the state of Oregon was trying to do with the PAM, you know, the Pam Marsh fire map and the Jeff Golden fire map?
The other way around.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I think the state is trying to do what FEMA did.
Okay.
This is 20 years ago.
Okay.
So then FEMA says, okay, counties, you have to enforce this or we won't allow anybody to get in the national flood insurance. Okay. See?
So you have to be a foot above the 100 year floodplain or else no flood insurance for you, period.
Well, it's worse than that. If the county said, no, we're not going to do that, then FEMA says nobody in your county can get flood insurance.
Oh, nobody in the entire county, no matter where they are? Wow.
Right. So the counties had to enforce this. All right. So that wasn't too bad. And it kind of makes sense anyways. All right.
All right. Now, did they take into consideration that on at least on the Rogue River and used to be on the Klamath, that there was some capability of flood control there?
Let me tell you something. Their calculations are their calculations, and how they arrive at them is a mystery to me.
Okay.
Okay? So that was the first shoe to drop. Counties, you have to do this, or nobody gets flood insurance. So the counties did it. And that wasn't too bad. So then the next shoe to drop was they went and remapped the entire United States, which expanded the flood areas everywhere, okay? And how their maps, I can't make heads or tails. I talked to the surveyors. They can't. They're just arbitrary lines that they come up. It's probably all computer generated. I don't know. They were out surveying. I remember they were out in my neck of the woods, FEMA surveyors. And so now they got a whole new set of maps, and they come back and they say, okay, we have the floodway and the flood fringe. And so you have rules for flood. Floodway means moving water. Flood fringe means still water. So the rules got tweaked a little bit. And then they also, you know, agriculture buildings got in there. And then you had, if you're in the floodway, then you had to do a no-rise study. So you had to hire an engineer and said that if I build here, it's not going to cause the water to rise up, and the water's going to be able to go around and all this kind of
thing. Okay.
All right. So now the county is burdened with more things to enforce, and the landowner is burdened with more costs, and there's more people in it because they've expanded their map. Okay. And what this is all for is to get a bigger pool of people paying into the national flood insurance. And in my opinion, it's because of all the people on the East Coast and the Hurricane Alley that live below sea level that are costing us trillions of dollars every time a hurricane goes through.
That makes some sense here. In other words, they need West Coasters who, you know, we have problems with flooding. Don't get me wrong. It's not like we never have flood claims. But when contrasted to Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, or the coastal regions like that, we got no problems by comparison, right?
Oh, no. And the thing is, they go, as soon as their house gets ripped off its stands, they go build another one. So anyways, that's another comment.
Well, but still, that very much reminds me when I was living in Fargo. You ever been in Fargo? I don't know if you ever been there, Fargo-Moorhead. But
not Fargo, but I've been in North and South Dakota.
Yeah.
So I understand.
Well, every year, the Red River floods. I mean, every year you could practically, the snow melts from the heavy winters, and the land there is deep and dark, and it doesn't perk. You know what I'm talking about. And it's just,
right. And
it's flat. And so you put a drop of water on the ground and it spreads out a mile.
Right.
That kind of thing. That's what the entire thing is. And every year they'd be putting up the sandbags. Every year they'd be making claims. Every year. And it's just a matter of how much damage there would be. And I was thinking to myself, why are we doing national flood insurance for something like that floods every year? It doesn't make sense to me. But, you know, so this is what FEMA's trying to get us that don't, or people like us, I guess, into that pool, right? To make it easier.
Right.
Because they're out of money.
The pool's bigger. So the flood insurance market is larger, so there's more dollars to go into sending to people with damage. Now, there's another shoe that just dropped, and this is what brought up the issue. Now the environmentalists have gotten on board. And in 2016, the environmentalists had gotten on board, and this is right at the end of the Obama administration, and then Trump sat on it for his 4 years. Biden is kind of set on it until the 11th hour. And so now, get this, Bill. If you're going to build or remodel and you live in the floodplain, you have to do an environmental assessment study on endangered species before the county can issue you a permit.
Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
No, I'm not.
Oh, No.
Yes. So that's the big battle right now, and I'm working with Congressman Bentz very closely on this. In fact, tomorrow I'll be speaking at it up at the AOC conference up in Eugene. But yes, can you imagine that?
And gangrene will never let anybody build anything anywhere. You know that.
No. So now we're back. We're back to the county. The county has to enforce all of these things, or anyone in the county cannot get flood insurance through the national program. Now, we are investigating to see if there's other private companies that will issue flood insurance, because what we need to explore is if there's other insurance companies that are willing to issue flood insurance, maybe, and that satisfies the mortgage. Remember, anybody that has a mortgage is going to have flood insurance.
Yeah, right? Otherwise you're screwed. You're just not going to get the mortgage, right?
Exactly. And, we're looking into if we can find insurance companies willing to write flood insurance reasonable, then maybe the county just says, see ya, FEMA, and just don't enforce the FEMA rules.
Have you talked to any of the insurance agents in Southern Oregon to find out if they're, you know, what the market is?
That is going on. Those conversations are being had right now.
Wow. Keep us in the room there, because that's really something. I mean, an environmental impact for, and this is on top of all the other environmental rules that Oregon already has in the state of Oregon.
Well, and it's ridiculous. So in 2005, I built a barn, and it's a large barn. It's 80 by 120. It's a very large hay barn. And so when I was going through planning and getting this all done, I had to get an engineer. They had to, because it's in the flood way, so it's moving water, supposedly. So I had to get a study that it wouldn't impede the water or whatever. And then the county planning said, well, you can't have sides on it. It has to be all open so the water can
flow through your barn as it takes away your cow, as it washes away your cows, right? That
and
kind of thing.
And I said, so I got 500 tons of hay stacked in there. How does the water flow through that? And they kind of just looked at me, and then they said, well, then they actually, and this is what drove me nuts, because the engineer already said it's fine. But the planner, who's smarter than everybody else at that time, and I don't know who that person is now, it's a long time ago, then they suggested, well, maybe you can put canvas sides that you can roll up during a flood. And I'm like, yeah, really? You think, how's a cow going to go through that? And, you know, then they started looking at my fences, and then they started saying, well, we need you to sign this that you won't plant an orchard there because all the trees will impede water. And I mean, it kind of really crazy. And my engineer finally had enough of it and sent him a letter and said, look, my engineer stamp says that building won't rise the water. End of discussion. So,
but the thought that what is already a very difficult state and area to get anything developed whatsoever, or even just to rebuild something on your property, to then have to jump through gangrene's hoops, it'll never happen. I mean, they won't.
Let me ask you this. Do you think Thousand Friends of Oregon like this ruling or dislike this ruling?
I would say they love it. I would say that they were sexually stimulated by this ruling, okay?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So it's
all in the big plan not to develop rural Oregon.
Well, keep fighting that. The county has to go to the mat on that particular one. I would love to see what happens. Keep us in the room on that one, Herman. We'll talk next week, all right?
Thank you. I'll do that, Bill. You have a fine rest of your week.
I'm planning on it, too. Have an extra serving of turkey. It's a couple minutes after 8. This is KMED, KMED HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass, Town Hall News. We'll catch up on the national news. And I guess the big question is, let's see, if whether the New York verdict is going to be tossed on President-elect Trump. We'll find out. We'll keep an eye on that story, okay?